You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
First leg, Lee, in Italy ended 1-1 after substitute Yevgen Selezhnyov's late equaliser. That cancelled out David Lopez's opener. That could prove to be a crucial away goal, and Rafael Benitez referenced the difficulty his side might have in Dnipro in the lead-up to the match.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fascinating tie, this one now. I mean, I was confident that Napoli would definitely do a job in the first. Like, I think I went for Napoli in under 2.5, and it was looking good, and then great equaliser from Dnipro. That away goal is unbelievable for them. The most impressive thing for me about this is that I wrote down the second part of Dnipro's name the other day and spelt it completely correctly.
Did you really?
Yeah, which I was really surprised. You know, I thought,
when you were reading it, did you pronounce it correctly?
Dnipropetrovsk.
That's it.
Yeah. Easy to spell and to say.
Leave that in?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah. Double D's, we like to call it.
Double D, yeah.
Double D. Or Dnipro, for short. Yeah, great. I mean, their home form in the Europa League has been excellent. You know, they came unstuck against Karabag and Inter, but losing 1-0 to both. But since then, they've won 4 on the spin against St Etienne, Olympiacos, Ajax and Club Brugge, all to nil. It'd be hard to imagine any other kind of game for them, wouldn't it? That's obviously what they're going to try and do here. They got their away goal. If they got a 0-0, they go through, obviously.
Watching that first leg, though, Lee, it was noticeable how many chances Higuain in particular spurned in that first half. And how frustrated those fans grew quickly. We know in Italy the fans can get on their team's back very, very quickly, and the Napoli fans did. I wonder whether it's going to be a little bit of a relief just getting away from them, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe. From
a personnel perspective, there's no comparison between the two sides, really.
No, Napoli should win. And it is. After the 1-1, I was kind of thinking to myself, I could see Dnipro getting through here. They've got that kind of, they'll have that unbelievable team spirit, and even though they're not as good a team, it'll be an unbelievable atmosphere at home. And then as the week's worn on and we've got closer to doing this preview, I'm now kind of back on the Napoli bandwagon again. Because my worry is that, all right, they have been very good at home in terms of defence, but Club Brugge, Ajax, Olympiacos, St Etienne, they're not Napoli for me. I think Napoli have got more goals than them. Just looking at their recent away performances, Napoli, not all fantastic, but they scored 2 at Parma, 2 at Empoli, 3 at Cagliari, and 4, of course, in the previous round at Wolfsburg, which was a bit of a shock, but it just proves that they can attack. Now, they will know as well that if they can get an away goal, then the tie really swings back into their favour. And I think they will go for it, Napoli. I think they are capable of scoring goals. Dnipro, I mean, this is of when you look at the shot percentages, they've had 3.7 shots on target per game on average. Now, I know obviously they've played a lot of games compared to some of the others, but that's 52nd out of 56 in the entire Europa League teams. You know, obviously they've played a lot more games than some of the other teams in there. But yeah, under 4 shots per game is just not good enough, really, for me. That's at home, by the way. That's not even full stop. I think Dnipro will struggle to outscore Napoli here. I think Napoli know what they've got to do, and I think Benitez will probably hold the upper hand in this battle. So I think they'll just about get it done. I'll be looking at Napoli. I mean, 10-11 is not bad, you know, just to win the game. I think they're capable of winning the game. They need to be obviously on their mettle. You'd be looking at Higuain, you know, to score the goals as well. I was looking at Napoli to score 2 goals in the match at 11-10, over 1.5. That's in the goals tab. Just scroll down to where it says Napoli under over goals. 11-10 to score 2 in the match is pretty fair to me. And the price for Higuain to score any time in the match is 23-20. I'd probably take him first, if I'm being honest. I don't think there'll be a load of goals in it.
I like the 1-0 actually here. Yeah. 1-0 Napoli at 6-1.
Yeah.
That strikes me. I just think Rafa Benitez is so shrewd in this competition, and he will understand the importance of winning it this season in particular.
Yeah. The worry is that he wasn't shrewd enough to get a win at home against the Minnow. And you'd have to say Serie A is better than, you know, the Ukrainian Premier League. The other bet I do like is, and it goes along with what you just said then, I think it'll go along with what Dnipro try and do, is under 1.5 goals at 9-4. I think that's a decent price, just a smidgen over 2-1. Like I say, I mean, you know, that under 1.5 has landed in 5 of the 6 home games that they've played since losing to Inter. So, you know, I think that's a possibility. Under 2.5, by the way, is 7-10, so a little bit skinny. But my favourite bet is that over 1.5 Napoli goals.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.